Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 14 ngomabasa 2017 ngontungamili inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Utupo abantu ibe crisis yemali. But you find ukuthi unga eBotswana ngani uyathuthi imali yona lesi ithuphakela lapha isigcile khona ngani? Eh? Isithengiswa ngani?
Ikhefu lephasika seliqalile njalo lizalandelwa ngelokuthola uzibuse ngolwesibili abantu bekhala ngokuthi baya kukhefu elide kangaka bengelamali.
Kubuhlungu ngokuthi sembona ukuthi kade sisebenziswa njengegrader yokuthi yakwanisa ukulungisa umgwaqo engasakwanisa ukuhamba emgwaqweni wakhona lo ewulungisile saka. Kubuhlungu.
Izakhamizi zeplazini leManzou zithi kaziboni isizathu sokunanza ikhefu lephasika nanku zihlala egcikeni ngemva kokubhidlizelwa imizi ngamapholisa. Abatshayeli bezimota sebekhuthazwe ukuthi bahambe ngonanzelelo emgwaqweni ukuze kwenqantshelwe ingozi ezivame ukubulalisa abantu abaningi ngekhefu lephasika. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ikhefu lephasika liqalile lamhlanje njalo lizalandelwa ngelokuthola uzibuse elikhona ngolwesibili ngevikezayo abantu abaningi bekhala ngokuthi kabala mali yokusebenzisa. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Ibhanga elikhulu lesizwe iRBZ layo isiyehlisile imali ethathwa ezitolo nxa umuntu ethenge usevunyelwa ukuthatha $20 kuphela ngelanga esebenzisa imali yebulenjini. Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma lonkosikazi nomqhele Nkiwane bathi uhulumende kabanakekele balambile imali ivalele ebhanga njalo imali yebond note isitholakala eBotswana eZimbabwe ayisekho.
And obvious. But ukuthi vele iproblem ivela ngapha sikwazi. Ivela ngapha iproblem.
Uhlupho abantu ibe crisis yemali. But you find ukuthi unga eBotswana ngani uyathuthi imali yona lesi ithuphakela lapha isigcile khona ngale. Eh? Isithengiswa ngani?
Asikhulume ngokwelocal singakhuluma amanye amazwe.
Ngoba ilithethi abantu abakhona lapha imali beyisala.
Hayi lokho na phela ku-government kangena indaba. Thina sikhuluma ngolwethu uhlupho lapha ukuthi kabasinanzelele lathi silambile. Bahlala besithi bayasengezelela ngabasengezeleli.
Iningi labantu sebelala endwendweni zemabhanga lemavinkilini ako Pick and Pay ayiwa apha imali kulandela ukusilela kwemali ezweni ngenxa yokumamanzonzo kwezomnotho. Iningi labantu aliyanga emakhaya kulandela ukuswela imali emabhanga. Ubulawayo ukhangelele ukunanza ilanga likazibuse enkundleni ye-White City Stadium lapho umphathintambo olawula ubulawayo unkosikazi Eunice Nomthandazo Sandimoyo akhangelele ukukhokhela lumkhosi emele umongameli Robert Mugabe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Ukusilela kwemali emabhanga sokufike kusibanga esibi osokubangele ukuthi ibhanga lesizwe leReserve Bank lilaye osomabhizimusi ukuba bahabase imali yabo emabhanga kungakedlula amahola angama-24. Embikweni liwethu leizolo lelibhanga lithe kuzamele abalamabhizimusi bengaphi abathengi imali edlula $20 i-$20. Nxa bethe bathenga sebefuna imali phezulu kwempahla ababe beyithengile okuthiwa yi-cashback ngesiNgisi. Njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali kubikwa sebekona abasebenzisa imichina yokuswayipa amakhadi emtshadweni nxa benikela. Ukuhlaziya loludaba sixoxele ngcwethi ecubungula izenotho umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
I-Reserve Bank izolo ihle yatshela abantu abathengisayo ama-retailers nama-wholesalers ukuthi sokumele banike abantu i-$20 kuphela nxa kuyi-cash, kodwa emabhanga laphana sibona banika abantu ama-$50. So kutho ukuthi izimali kumbe i-cash ayitholakali ku-economy kumnotho welive. Angazi ukuthi iyangaphi kodwa akula cash
wona ama bond notes ke sizwa kuthiwa lawo kasabonakala
yikuthi abantu sebesiwasebenzisa ukuthi bathenge i-cash bese 5%. So nxa ulama bond laphana baya ku baya ukuthi uhlawule i-extra 10% ukuthi uzama yesolar. So sithu ukuthi ama bond notes abantu sebesiwasebenzisa ukuthi bathingi ama US dollars akuyi-economy kaphela.
Manje ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani kuyini okuzayenzakala ikakhulu sikhangela ukubana kule kefu le pasika lele seledlule, ubona ungani kuzaba sekunjani?
Intengo iza kuqonga mbijana ngokubona kwami abantu bazaqhubeka ngoba bengelamali, kodwa ubona intengo zamabhasi siza kuqonga mbijana, intengo zamagrocery laphana lapho ongela ama-point of sale kumbe i-eco cash njalo siza kuqonga. Yikho ukubona kwami khathesi ukuthi abantu bazaba bakuduko mbijana kuze kube i-Reserve Bank isidinge amanye amacebo ukuthi balungise i-problem leyo ewusilela kwemali.
Sizwa kuthiwa abanye emfeni lasemtshadweni sebesebenzisa amakhadi, imitshina yamakhadi leyo. Usuke wahlangana lakho yinto?
Liqiniso lelo ukuthi ikakhulu emtshadweni uyakwanisa ukuthi uzuze i-swipe machine ozayithatha owesikhatshana.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera ucubungula ezenotho obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Izakhamizi zeplazini le-Arnold Farm elaziwa njalo ngokuthi iManzou zithi kazilaso isizathu sokunanza ikhefu lephasika. Nanko ziqhubeka zihlala egcekeni ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi ngamapholisa ayethunywe ngumkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Laba bantu bathi bamangaliswa yikuswela uthando kankosikazi Mugabe, yena ozithi ulikholwa lesiKristu. Bathi kwenza kwakhe kuphambana lokumelwa yileli khefu lephasika lapho uNkulunkulu atshengisa uthando olukhulu wanikela indodana ukuba izofela abantu kube yindlela yokubasindisa ngayo. Umnumzana Innocent Dube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eye-Arnold Farm Residents Association uthi yena labanye bakhe babuhlungu ngokubehleleyo.
Sake sababuza ukuthi no njengokuthi zilenga izifuyo ora nxa ifuna ukuthi no siphume bisanina kamapholisa bakliyeni inkomo zethu kuthiwa akula muntu okliyani inkomo shanini konke khonapho. Saka sesibona ukuthi sesitshontshelwa ilanga litshisa kanje kwenza ukuthi kuthiwa asishiye izilimo zethu zonke simpho ngokuphuma lani le mpahla kuphela. Abaningi bakhona kade bebheze ukubaforced ukuthi ungene emalorini besiyadantshwa kwelinye ifarm ekuthiwa Rivers Farm along Vuri Road.
Okubadanisayo uDubethi sebexotshwa lamhla ngemva kweminyaka elitshumi lasikhombisa bangena kuleli plazi abalihluthuna kumlungu owayengumnini walo ngomnyaka ka-2000.
Kubuhlungu ngokuthi sembona ukuthi kade zisebenziswa njengegrader yokuthi iyakhwanisa ukulungisa umgwaqo engasakhwanisa ukuhamba emgwaqweni wakhona lo ewulungisile saka. Kubuhlungu.
Bake babanjwa ngamandla laba bantu bathwalwa bayalahlelwa eplazini le-Rivers Farm elisemgwaqweni oya emvuri le-concession. iningi labo baphindela njalo e-Arnold Farm ngokucetshiswa ngamagqwetha enhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abamelayo edalele High Court. Idalele High Court lapha izinqumo ezimbili ukumisa amapolisa ukuba angaze abhidliza imizi yalaba bantu kuze kuthi sebebatholele lapho bengabasa khona, kodwa akusalandelwanga lokho. Ugogo uMavis Jangasi ngomunye wabalokhe beseRivers Farm ngoba engelayo imali yokuthwala impahla ukuphindela e-Arnold Farm.
Babuya nesipanu paRivers bakathi ayiwa mchawana minda. Bathi mchawana minda.
Ngemva kokuba silethwe lapha eRivers sathendiswa ukuba sizatholiswa indawo zokuhlala kunye lamasimu. Sekungamaviki amathathu senziwa lesi sithembiso. Akukho loyedwa okhuluma ngodaba lwamasimu.
Abenhlanganiso ye-Arnold Farm Residents Association bathi sebekhweze udaba lwabo kunhlanganiso yamazwe angezansi e-Africa, e-Southern African Development Community, befuna ingenele ukumisa lokhu kuhlukunyezwa kwabo. Bathi ngoba kungaqali, sekungokwesithathu umkamongameli ezama ukubasusa kulelo plazi kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012. Ngaphambilini, umuyi uKenel Majengwa laye eke wazama ukubasusa kilo ngomnyaka ka-2004, kodwa kwehlula, bancedwa ngowaye ngumsekeli kamongameli ngaleso sikhathi, umuyi uMnumzana Joseph Msika, owalungenelayo lolu daba wamisa ukuxotshwa kwabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Kulive Talk namhla sixoxa ngokunanzwa kwekhefu lephasika uZulu ekhala ngokusilela kwemali elizweni. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafithane. Kulamasoja eMelika asethunyelwe esigodleni seSomalia iMogadishu ukuyancedisa ukufundisa amasoja akulelo lizwe kanye lawe African Union alondoloza ukuthula. Indiza mtshina zebutho lakwele Melika zibikwa ziwisele inkalakata yebhomba elilesisindo senkulungwane ezilitshumi zamakilogram, i-10,000 kilograms, endaweni ecatsha khona abalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abe-ISIS esigabeni senangara kwele Afghanistan. Kesizwe utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika lomongameli Xi Jinping weChina basanda kwenza umhlangano emzini kaTrump eMar-a-Lago Estate eFlorida. Ababili laba bakhulume ngokunengi okufunwa ngamazwe abo njalo lokuthi bengadlelana njani esikhathini esilandelayo. Wathi kuphela umhlangano wabo lowo, umongameli Xi wathi bazame ukukhulumisana kahle njalo lokuthi basebenze ndawonye kulokho abacabanga ukuthi kufunwa izizalwane zeChina leMelika. Ekhuluma kusanda kwenziwa umhlangano lo, umphathintambo wohlangothi lweMelika olubona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uMnumzana Rex Tillerson, wathi uTrump utshele omunye wakhe ukuthi kuyafuneka ukuthi kulungiselelwe izisebenzi zeMelika lapho ezenza khona impahla yeMelika elizweni lakhe. UTillerson uphinde wathi uTrump ufuna ukuthi kulungiswe imikambo yokuthengisa impahla kulokuthi eleChina lithathe yonke imikambo. UTrump loMongameli Xi baphinde bakhuluma ngokwenziwa lilizwe leNorth Korea eliqhubekela phambili lilolonga izikhali zenyuklia. Amazwe la avumelane ukuthi kumele kusetshenzwe katalala ukwenzela ukuthi udaba lweNorth Korea lubanjwe kungela kulwisana ngezikhali. UTillerson uthe eleNorth Korea lidalela eleChina inhlupho ezingapheliyo, ngakho-ke kumele eleChina lizame ngamandla wonke ukuthi lilungise okubi okwenzakala kulelo lizwe. UTrump loMongameli Xi bavumelane njalo ukuthi sokumele kube lobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika leChina ngaphansi kobudlelwano obubizwa ngokuthi yi-US-China Comprehensive Dialogue.
lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Abamabhasi ahamba phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana bathi bekulezihambi ezinlutshwana eziya eZimbabwe ngesikhathi kuqala ikhefu lephasika kungafani lakweminye iminyaka. Kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Bekungaphithizeli kangako esitishini samabhasi eHebron lapho kugadelwa khona amabhasi aya eZimbabwe njengemvama ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lephasika. Abanye abamabhasi bathi ngelanga lakuqala lekhefu lephasika kulabalutshwana bagade besiya eZimbabwe uma kuqathaniswa leminye iminyaka. Osebenza kwenye inkampani yamabhasi amaphakathi kwedolobho leHebron leHarare, uMnumzana Ndodana Sibanda uthi bajayele ukuthola ibhizimusi engcono lesi sikhathi somnyaka, kodwa lo nyaka kuthule.
Easter holiday kulabantu abalutshwana abagadayo labaphathisayo. Imbangela yalokhu sibonani ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi Easter ibe phakathi kwenyanga, mhlawumbe abantu abalamali zokwenza lokho okuphathisa lokugada bebele ekhaya.
Kukanti omunye umnumzana Alec Phiri yena ucabangela ukuthi abanye abangalamaphepha kumbe abaphiwa amalanga okuba seBotswana bayesaba ukuhamba ngoba ukuphenduka kungaba nzima ikakhulu kusekuqaleni komnyaka.
Iningi labantu alihambanga ekhaya ngoba kuphakathi kwenyanga izimali zangkhona zingikho, njalo eboda sebencintsha amalanga lokuhamba kwangkhona kuba nzima nxa ungela maphepha.
Omunye weZimbabwe okhethe ungayi ekhaya unkosikazi Janet Moyo uthi iningi lisanda kuvela ukhefu lekhisimusi, ngakho kungabe kumasinya ukuthi baphindele ekhaya kukhangelelwe indleko.
Kukhanya iningi labantu selipreferr ukuhamba ngekhefu lekhisimusi ekhaya kukhangelelwe indleko. Ikakhulu umnyaka usanda kuqala, abantu abaningi abakabile imali.
Ngitsho emngceleni ojayele ukuphithizela weRamukhabane kanye lePlumtree, kube bungaxokozeli ngitsho lakancane njengeminyakeni. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHebron kweleBotswana.
Amapolisa sexwayise abatshayeli bezimota ukuthi behambe ngonanzelelo emgwaqweni ukuze kwenqatshelwe ingozi ezivame ukubulalisa abantu abaningi ngekhefu lephasika. Emigwaqweni kubikwa kuphithizela abantu besiya emakhaya. Sixhume umeli wePinga North edalele ePhalamende uMnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda.
Isikhathi esifana nalesi yisikhathi abantu abathanda ukujabula khona, abantu bevakathela njalo izihlobo. Kanti phakathina kokuhamba khonokho abantu basuka bajabule kakhulu, okubenza ukuthi khona babe naleyana okuthi singayithi excitement, over excitement. Now ukuba le over excitement lokuyana kanye kuhlangane lokunatha okudakayo, ukuthatha okudakayo, kugcina sokusenza ke ukuthi khona emgwaqweni lapha abantu bezithole sebengena engozini zezimota. Engakukhuthaza abantu ukubana kukho konke esikwenzayo kathesi kasikwenzeni ngesiqhubu esifitshane. Singagijimi kakhulu, singathokozi kakhulu, singathabi kakhulu, kanti vele wona ngamalanga amabili amathathu kuphela kusiyafika olwesibili, konke lokhu kuyabe sokudlule. Kuqakathekile ukuthi sinanzelele ukwenza ukuthi sinaze impilo zabanye nezethu, ngoba okwenzakala isikhathi esiningi ukuthi ungangena engozini emgwaqweni ucina usulimaza njalo kumbe usubulala nabanye abangelacala. So engikukhuthazayo ukuthi kulaba abathayelayo qakathekile ukuthi lapho abahamba khona behambe ngobunono obukhulu, bengatholakali bengabantu abahamba ngesikubu esikhulu.
Ukhona ngapho endaweni yakho eBinga North, imigwaqo ikusimo bani?
EBinga North asisangwaqo enkomo. Imigwaqo eBinga North sokungani kuba ngcono ukuthi uphume emgwaqweni uzihambele phandle komgwaqo, ngoba lokho kwakuyithara eyayithiwe nguSmith kathesi kakusela lutho imigwaqo yonke simabhodibhodi. Okuthi lokuhamba ngezimota nje isikhathi esiningi uyabe ukwazi ukuthi ungahamba uyefika khona ngale, kufuze ukuthi ekuphendukeni kwakho imoto ifike kusevisi. Akusela mgwaqo esingakhuluma ngayo eBinga enkomo, indawo yakhona hayi sokuyikuzihambela nje ngene sokuyusabela nje inqola, akufela mota ehamba angani sesikweni, sesikhamba nje njengenqola lapho sesikhamba silandezela indlela zenkomo. Yiwo umumo osukhona kaphesi eBinga North.
UMnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ngumeli weBinga North edalele ePhalamende. ngefikezayo ngolesibili mhla zilichumi la sishiya kalombili uZulu weZimbabwe unanza iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa ilizwe lithole uzibuse. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe zilembono etshiyeneyo ngaleli langa. Kubika uMike Wobe.
Ilanga lika zibuse lilanga elicakathekiswa nguZulu wonke waseZimbabwe ungakhathelekile ukuthi umuntu usekhaya na loba emazweni. Eningi labantu kodwa likhala ngokuthi inkululeko eyatholakala ngemva kokuchitheka kwegazi eliningi ayisela njabulo ngoba isimo elilizweni kwezomnotho lakwezombusazwe siqhubeka sisiba sibi osokubangelwe ukuba eningi libaleke elizweni liyehlala emazweni angomakhelwane laphesheya kolwandle. Umnumzana Cosmas Chabalala ngosakhulayo oyisakhamizi sakoBulawayo yena ke uthi uyavuma ukuthi yebo ilizwe lakhululwa embusweni wobucindezeli wabamhlophe kodwa elizweni kai kanye ilinkululeko.
Independence eZimbabwe, yes, siyavuma ukuthi si-independent. Sesikhangela ukuthi sisuke embusweni othi besibuswa ngabelungu and so on, that abelungu sebesukile elizweni. But ngalesi sikhathi asingeke sitho ukuthi sesikhululekile ngenxa yezisakalo esifana lazo eziningi ezifana njengomoya womnotho.
UChabalala uqhubeke echasisa ngomehluko okhona esimeni lapho ilizwe lithakazela lolu suku eminyakeni sisanda ukuthola uzibuse nxa kuqhathaniswa lesimo esikhona kule minyaka.
Mina inguquko ezingabe sezibe zaba khona sufila ngeminyaka ngihlakanipha ngisuka esimweni sobuntwana ngisofika kathesi. Yibona-ke umumo oba khona uqhubekela usuka muvi ngoba asiboni ukuthi kuba le ngubela phambili kule singathi yi-positive change esiyibona elizweni. Singathi kudala kwakukukahle ngoba sasingakakukwazi ukuthi kulezinye izinto ezingenza impilo yethu ibe lula. Sasifike siphila semnyameni angithi singathi kodwa kase sikwazi ukuthi kwezindawo kwamanye amazwe zikhona ezinye izinto ezenza i-technology ezingenza ukuthi impilo ibe lula kodwa kunezimbabwe asikazithola. Okuyenza ukuthi impilo kithi lokhu sika nzima more kwamanye amazwe kusasa ithi thina ngapha kuba waste ngoba khonokho kwenza ukuthi impilo ibe lula kwabanye abantu akufiki kithi. Singa-independent politically but okunye lokhu still lokhu esinjani lokhu esigqiza zenye ngoba akufiki kithi.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, umnumzane Tholani Hlongwane laye ugcizelela umbono kaChabalala.
Utshintsho ubuzela kwezombusazwe ubuzela emnothweni welizwe. Umahluko okhona yikuthi ilizwe liyafa liyaphansi. Ma ubheka ama-early 80s bekungcono bekuphileka. Yebo besancane but bekuphileka. Manje kuba worse and worse and worse.
Ayisibo bobabili bodwa abasho ukuthi abasakhangeleli injabulo ekunanzeni ukufikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa kweZimbabwe okwenziwa nguZulu wonke waleli lizwe kungakhathalekile ukuthi uphakathi kwelizwe loba emazweni mhlaka 18 Mabasa. Lokhu kubangelwa ukungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho lezombusazwe esesixoshe abaningi begcina siyaphephela kwamanye amazwe. Ngimeli Studio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngingumike Hobe.
Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi osakhulayo umluje yena olengoma esihluphile emsakazweni etshiyeneyo eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
So dangerous, ain't your mother is so scandalous. So gala, come hang with us.
Umlungisi Dombo Moyo waziwa ngegama lokucula elithiwa Mlu J, ngumculi osakhulayo lengoma etshisayo kulezi nsuku yona ichaye endawonye lomculi odabuka elizweni leSouth Africa uSmalls oke waduma eminyakeni edlileyo ngengoma ethiwa Money Maker. Lingoma ethiwa So Dangerous iphekwe ngabe ST Empire okuyinkampani ebunjwe nguSmalls lomngani wakhe uTrevor.
Ingoma le bayamukele kakhulu because it was a comeback like for Smalls. So le ngoma sibili bebeyidlala. I even went to 5 minutes of fame ku Metro FM eka Oskido. That's when we launched ingoma.
Umluje uqale ukucula esafunda isikolo seLuveve High lapho abecula khona ku choir.
ukucindezela ingoma uqale ngomnyaka 2010 ikanti idlalade lakhe lakuqala ulikhuphe ngomnyaka 2015 njalo igama laleli dlalade ngelithiwa The Come Up elingoma ezilithumi lanye.
I'm on my own thing, telling I'm so cool. Life is not fair, but I know that I'll make it. Mama told me that I could be better than ever. Yes, I'm feeling
well, South Africa, Mlu Jube fundela izifundo ze sound engineering. Ngesikhathi ehlala elizweni leSouth Africa ubethengisa idlalade lakhe leli elithiwa The Come Up elipha njalo abatshaya ingoma endaweni zokuzidokozisa. Abe-ST Empire benelise ukuxhumana laye ngemva kokuthola inombolo zakhe zocingo ebezilotshwe kudlalade leli.
Lapho engahlangana khona lo Smalls Moneymaker walalela istory like le music yami wezwa ukuthi hayi singakwanisa ukusebenza. Yikho lapho esahle sasebenza khona from there ngasayina icontract le-ST Empire.
Abanye abaphatheki ekucindezelweni kwengoma le ngabagoqela u-89 Music ongiye wapheka amachacho kanye lo-JJ onguye obephethe imitshina. Imisebenzi kaMlu J iyatholakala ebulenjini njalo abafuna ukuxhumana laye balakho ukumthinta ngaphansi kwegama lakhe elithi Mlu J kuTwitter, Facebook kanye laku-Instagram. Ividiyo yengoma le ethiwa So Dangerous iphume ngolwesithathu njalo iyatholakala ebulenjini be-YouTube. Lingoma iza kuba kudlalade lakhe elithiwa Picture Paint elizaphuma ekupheleni komnyaka.
So dangerous, ain't your mother, it's so scandalous. So gala, come hang with us. It's so dangerous, ain't your mother, it's so scandalous. So gala, you come hang with us.
Imeli Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngu Joseph Njanji.
And your mother's name is so scandalous. So gala, come hang with us. But if Chris Agap Kai was smart, Pesitana Yamum Luce. I'm a blessed society. That's the empire. Ninomsinto wamila, umuntu amlo owamila, futlo umuntu mhamba naye, nisengambambo wamila, iphuso zame zakhelo, umuntu amlo ngizophila naye, zojayiva naye, improve naye, ngijole naye, ngihlale naye, phethe umluje yikhona la, nabantwana besahamba nabo, choose, choose, I'll choose my cat then, choose, choose, I'll know my cat then, choose, choose. It's so scandalous. So gala, come hang with us. It's so dangerous. Ain't your mother name, it's so scandalous. So gala, you come hang with us. It's so dangerous. Ain't your mother name, it's so scandalous.
It's in Boam Luce.
So gala,
she's super nice, we ain't can use she a danger zone crazy. Ish one, nimshang elisha bonu yas letter. She talking like wow, you one of the best girl. She's super nice, we ain't can use her. I hear she a danger zone crazy.
So dangerous ingoma kaMlu J eqiba uhlelo lwethu lwa lamhlanje. Singake hlukanise khangele ebezihamba phambili. Kunanzwa ikhefu lephasika lekhefu likaZibuse uZulu ekhala ngokusilela kwemali elizweni. Izakhamizi zeManzo zithi gazila sizathu sokuthakazelela ilanga lephasika nanku zingelandawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizinga amapholisa. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngentungameli Nkomo azibe hope makamu ango.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.